Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today. Meep, meep.
Bob McClain. Hello, campers. Greetings, welcome, salutations, and hump day alohas to you. Another cloudy and gray one. Not pouring down rain yet, but you know what we say here in South Carolina? If you don't like the weather, wait a minute. Here we go, the most heavily commuted and as a result most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mac Show. And as always, your input is invited, encouraged, and welcomed. Here is how you join me and be a part of the conversation today. Just grab the phone, use the Ingalls Advantage talk line number, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number is 71307. And my email address is very simply bob@1063word.com. Without further ado, to the phones where the callers have been patiently waiting, beginning with Steve, who is in Easley. Lead off batter here in the Follies. Hey, Steve, how are you today?
Well, a little while ago, Dave Schwartz was warning people about, you know, another county getting in with the State Transportation Infrastructure Bank, and we were talking about Pickens County looking at the possibility of a penny sales tax.
Right.
Well, there's another one of these little landmines hanging out for Pickens County.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, well, you see, last year, Neil Collins convinced our county council, hey, maybe you guys can put in for a State Transportation Infrastructure Bank loan so you can go $14 million in county debt to pay for a state road.
What a wonderful idea.
Yeah, well, now the thing is on our county council, one council member was kind of getting cold feet about it and was wondering, well, wait a minute, if they approve this, do we have to take the money?
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, our acting county administrator said, well, it'd be foolish to turn it down once they approve it. But then there's another couple of county council members who kind of got this thing figured out. The state raised our gas tax. They're taking in, you know, $750 million a year in additional tax. Their goal was $2 billion. The state ought to be paying that $14 million instead of Pickens County taxpayers. But the thing that it's still in play. You know, they filled out the preliminary stuff, not an actual application, but the
right.
Sort of pre-application.
Gotcha.
So it could come back to haunt us. And I kind of doubt it will, because they're looking at the penny sales tax for county roads. And this would mean that they would have to figure out a way to pay the $14 million for a state road. So while it's a long shot, it's still out there. It's one of those things that gets thrown around, which comes back to the bottom line that Dave and John L. were pointing out. If people don't stay on top of their local officials,
mm-hmm.
you're going to get run over every which way you can. And again, paying taxes to fix a state road. We're already paying taxes. There's not one reason
to
why
fix a state road. Yeah. Well, look, let's assume for just a moment the world of infinite possibilities that we live in. Let's go ahead and take both.
You know, if they could get away with it, they would.
Yeah.
And if nobody stands up.
Right.
It's going to happen.
And as you correctly point out, Steve, that's all it takes. You know, so March the 2nd, when they have the next meeting, if you are a Pickens County resident, you don't have to write some long, elaborate speech going on and on about freedom and liberty and freedom from taxation and overtax. All you need to do is just go up and you'll have maybe a minute, maybe 3 minutes, but if they give you three, you don't have to use a whole thing. Just get up and say, hey, look, vote no for any tax increase for the roads, all right? Otherwise, as you correctly point out, Steve, why are we paying again for something we've already paid for? In fact, we've already paid for it twice with the state income tax and then again with the state gas tax.
Bob, you know, you really get it. I just wish more people did.
Well, you know, and look, I completely understand, Steve. People, they're busy. They got places to go, people to see, things to do. And these guys are manipulative, as we're about to see again in a letter that I got back from Representative Gary Smith that was sent to one of his constituents. And a lot of the twists and turns that these pieces of legislation take are deliberately, intentionally hard to keep track of. So I get it.
Thanks a lot, Bob.
My pleasure. Thank you, Steve. I appreciate the call. Wes is next up. He is in Greenville. Hi, Wes, and welcome to the Bobby Mac Show.
Hey, Bobby. Thanks. Glad to be here. You know, talking about Wild Redemption Outreach made me remember Russ. And I know it was pretty close to, Russ's death, that the scandal hit out there where the pastor's wife.
Yes, right.
Whatever. I mean, I never heard of, he stood up and told the congregation his wife is basically gone. Everyone's, I think the family even got to a point to where they were saying that if he didn't produce her, if somebody didn't see her and touch her, it could get really bad. We never got to the bottom of any of that stuff that was going on up there, but I do remember a clip of Ron Carpenter that was on YouTube, Bobby.
Mm-hmm.
I laughed until I cried. He stood up in front of the congregation. He's talking about, it was a Jerry Falwell moment. He's so sorry, and that he put a stain on the place. And he knew that there were some people in the church, okay, that were not going to be able to go forward with him as pastor, right?
Right.
So, you think he's getting to that moment where he's got to resign, right? And I'm going to tell you, the guy should be a politician. He sits there and goes through that, and he says, I know your hearts are heavy, and you won't be able to, stay in the church while I'm here. He said, I just want everyone to know that we won't hold it against you as you leave. It's basically the way that he put it. And I have to remember that it was like hands off the guy.
Look, you're asking what the resolution of that was. The obvious answer to that question is what happened is San Jose, California.
Yeah, that's why he ran off.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Right. And who wouldn't, when you do a deal with John Gray, who came in and took over the church, where you are getting, as a result of the deal, a $6.25 million retirement package. Where do you sign up for that?
Well, Ron was living good. I know some people that worked on his home back years ago that had a movie theater in it, and that these guys do this stuff for a living. They go to the cliffs and places like that.
Right.
And these were friends of mine that did the electrical in there, and they came back saying, like, good Lord, this is like something out of a Hollywood Hills multimillionaire movie star's house. That was how I kind of became to know who he was. But just don't think, God meant for him to build such castles.
That
was part of it.
Yeah, I guess. Thank you, Wes. I appreciate the call. Well, wasn't it Jim and Tammy who said, God wanted us to have 24-karat gold-plated bathroom fixtures? You did? Well, you had a few spare moments and whispered that in your ear? Hey, Jim and Tammy, you guys really deserve 24-karat bathroom fixtures. Talk about working in mysterious ways. 5:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Take a quick break here, right back, and more of your calls are on the way. And I'm going to share with you, since we were talking with Dave Schwartz from Freedom Action Network about this House Bill 4745, which is yet another scam from the good old boys in Columbia. And I have in my little hot hand an email that is a response from Gary Smith about this issue. Wait until you hear this. This is rich. I'll be right back.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Welcome back. Coming up on 521, Bumper to Bumper. Thanks for the lift this afternoon. We appreciate it. Bobby Mack Show and the 5 o'clock follies. So here is the weather. Oh, this came in my email. Bobby, a friend of mine got this response from Gary Smith. Thank you for your email. I have good news for you. The group that asked you to forward that message to me has grossly misrepresented the facts. And I'm assuming he's referring to Dave Schwartz and the people at Fan of SC. Please be assured that H-4745 is currently being debated in a subcommittee of which I'm not a member. The bill has nothing at all to do with state tax dollars, doesn't spend or seek to spend a single state tax dollar, doesn't affect the state infrastructure bank, and is a local dispute between local officials and municipalities in Horry County about how to spend locally collected hospitality taxes. Well, then, what is the bill doing being introduced if it doesn't do with the things that you say? Unfortunately, the group who provided you the information you sent me is one of a few anonymous dark money groups that are being funded primarily by out-of-state special interests and who find their relevance using misinformation campaigns such as the one you received. Ah! Yeah. Out-of-state special interests. Dark money groups. You mean like The Nerve? Out of Columbia? You mean like Fan of SC? That's of SC? Out-of-state dark money groups? In this particular case, this group has a history of misinforming the public and uses these types of emails primarily for their fundraising appeals. Have I ever asked you to send any money to anybody? To The Nerve or to Fan of SC? Well, yes, I have, if you want to. But your contributing to these organizations is not contingent on their sharing the information they turn up with you. It just facilitates it. Gary Smith concludes, by the way, if you want to see how your tax money is being spent to complete road projects across the state, you can visit scdot.org inside. And as always, I appreciate your input. Please do not hesitate to reach out to me if you have any questions or concerns. Chairman Gary R. Smith, South Carolina House, Greenville County, District 27. All righty then. That's their story, and they're sticking to it. Back to the phones we go. Let's bring in James. He is in Greenville. Hi, James, and welcome to the Bobby Mack Show.
Hey, Bobby Mack. So just a little on Doomberg. I know he conflates a big gulp with a Second Amendment right to carry, but not a big fan of him. But Ben Shapiro did point out that when you play the full clip, I think what he's trying to say is that for 3,000 years, we did just put a seed in the ground, cover it up, put water on it, and now we're moving into a much more technical age where everything now is run by computers and programmers, and even your lawn tractor has a GPS coordinates where you're moving forward.
So then why did he do it in a way that denigrated farmers and machinists?
That goes back to another Ben Shapiro point, is Doomberg can't say anything right. He's kind of got a bit of a Trump problem.
I would say it's more of a Biden problem than a Trump problem.
Well, a Biden problem. Okay, so he's a gaffe machine.
Yeah,
he should have just owned stop and frisk and said, "Hey, it saved a lot of lives." Instead of saying, you know, you could use a Xerox copy, blah blah blah, throw him up against the wall, pat him down.
Right.
He's got a way of saying stuff that sounds very condescending and elitist when his policy wasn't a bad policy necessarily. He just can't communicate it very well, and that's going to kill him in the campaign.
Yeah, I think
it'll
so
be
too.
Interesting to watch him tonight.
And I think he comes across as arrogant and elitist because. Maybe because he's arrogant and an elitist.
Well, I like Trump, who is accused of being a narcissist. I think when you start looking at your bank account, it has a B in front of it. You can't help but maybe be that way sometimes.
Yeah, but that doesn't explain why Donald Trump doesn't take a salary as president of the United States.
Well, we haven't. Hopefully, we never find out if Doomberg does. So.
Yeah. Well, hey, from your mouth to God's ear on that one.
Yeah. Right.
Thank you, James. I appreciate the call. He's a tiny tyrant. You know, Bloomberg inflates a lot of things, including his height. He's my size, okay? Come on, Mike. You're vertically challenged. You're short. Live with it. He's 5'7". And on his New York driver's license, it says he's 5'10". If he's 5'10", I'm Muhammad Ali. Jimmy is, Governor Jimmy is along from Easley, South Carolina. He is the governor of Easley. Hi, Jimmy, and welcome to the show.
Thanks, Bob. Don't get mad at me. I'm going to throw some stuff at you.
Okay. All right.
I have been a member of Redemption Outreach for 27 and a half years. I know Ron Carpenter since he was a baby. I know his daddy. I was the first of seven people that was there, and I stayed there to the day he left.
Mm-hmm.
I know what all the problems was. Because I'm part of the family, not really part of the family, but since I watched him grow up, and I've always, he calls me uncle. So I put it that way. That's how much I know him.
Does he call you Uncle Governor?
No, he calls me Uncle Jimmy.
Oh, okay.
I was a care pastor there, too. I went the whole bit, and I'm being real serious. Most of the stuff with junk people come up with on YouTube, it's just like some things they come up with you against you, Bob and Russ Cal. It's all junk. They make up stuff. While he left, his wife was having a medical problem. And, you know, he got tied up in the middle of it, and that's where the crying stuff come in. And he loved his wife. And I'm not even going to get into that because that's personal.
Yeah, right. Okay. That's fair enough.
That's why he left. And Hope would make comments that you can't make in a multicultural church. You understand what I'm saying?
Yeah.
About the flag. She come up like, my daddy was buried in that flag, and my uncles was buried in that flag, and you don't mix sports with politics. That's what she said. And it got her in all kind of trouble.
Yeah. Well, and I'm sure that the church has done good work over the years and helped people. But why does a guy who is a pastor need a $6.25 million retirement package, Jimmy, and a house at the Cliffs.
He does not have a house at the Cliffs.
No, that's in the retirement package.
Well, I mean, I hadn't seen a retirement package to Boyd right. He has a
it's in all the legal papers, Jimmy.
Well,
it's in all the legal papers that have been filed in the public.
When you this stuff like that, I wouldn't know about that. And John Gray, I wouldn't say nothing about John Gray because John Gray is a pastor. That I know he ain't been making the payments. That's the problem.
Okay. Well, all right. Thank you, Jimmy. I appreciate the call. Look, Jim and Tammy ran a church too. All right. 529 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Little Annie is ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on Hump Day.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Welcome back. 5:38 now, 22 before 6. Hate robocalls? Yeah, yes, that was a rhetorical question. Stick around because we're going to deal with that in ATF, Amazing True Facts, coming up. First, though, on the text line, Bobby, Gary Smith is really that out of touch. Bobby, I got the same email from Rita Allison today. Oh, you mean it was like A form email that came out. Hey, look, all you members of the House, you get any complaints about H 4745? Here's the email to send back. Bobby, it seems to me something labeled the bill means someone is going to pay, and that someone is us. Bobby, Bloomberg plainly said farmers lack gray matter. Period. Bobby, what kind of swamp creature answer was that from Gary Smith? The kind that comes from a form letter that's sent as an email. Bobby, previous caller is 100% wrong. I am a software engineer and guarantee you that neither I nor anyone like me programs farm equipment to plant, cover, water, pick, shuck, ship, or sell corn without a human being doing the actual work. Bloomberg is wrong, and that caller defending him is wrong. And, yeah, I get this. Bobby, after listening to your show for all these years, I'm still amazed when you get a call that makes me go, huh? Huh? Ugh. Bobby, in response to the redemption versus relentless contra-temps. When Ron Carpenter left the church here, the name and everything else should have stayed here as well. I've never heard of a preacher taking the name of his church with him. Something's wrong with that. And that catches me up with the text line momentarily and allows me to move along to ATF.
Ladies and gentlemen, once again, Bob McClain presents Amazing True Facts.
Max. Thank you, Gary. Good voice, and assisted as always by the Bobettes, Miss Moneypenny on the other side of the glass.
What's up?
And, of course, little Annie in the news center.
Greetings and salutations.
What's that?
We all hate robocalls, right?
Blech.
A new product has hit the market called Robo Revenge. Everybody remembers, of course, when they made the do not call list and how well that worked.
Right.
Yeah, even after you signed up, you still got calls from telemarketers, scammers, robocallers, God knows who.
Yep.
Well, in theory, you could sue over those calls, but most of us don't really know how to do that. So this could be the answer. A company called Do Not Pay just released a new product called Robo Revenge to help you trap robocallers and instantly sue them.
Oh.
If you sign up, they give you a burner credit card, and the next time you get an unsolicited call, you pretend you're interested and use your burner card to pay, in quotes.
Mm-hmm.
That charge gives Robo Revenge a way to trace who is behind the call, and then they will instantly sue them on your behalf for up to $3,000 per call under the Telephone Consumer Protection Act. Sounds pretty good, right?
Yeah.
Naturally, there is a downside, and that is it only works for companies based in the U.S.
Ah.
Yeah, not the scam calls from Russia, Nigeria, or Peggy.
Hello, this is Peggy.
This is Peggy calling from Scandinavia, yump and yimini. But seems like a better idea than just hanging up on them. This is an interesting question for those of us in this particular field of endeavor. Do you hate the sound of your own voice?
Yes.
Nah.
But I've gotten used to it.
Yeah, and I don't. We hear recordings of our own voice a lot because of the line of work we're in, but a lot of people hate listening to their own voice on tape, so a recent survey looked into it. Over 4,000 Americans were asked how comfortable they are hearing a recording of their own voice. More than 40% did not like what they heard.
Wow.
Almost 50% said, yeah, I'm okay with it. 23% who said they're very comfortable, and another 9% who had been living under a bridge and didn't understand the question. 27% said it makes them feel somewhat uncomfortable. 16% of us hate the sound of our own voice. Women much more likely to say they hate the sound of their own voice than men. Only 13% of guys said it makes them very uncomfortable. 20% of women said that. But if you're young and don't like your voice, you might age out of it. People over the age of 55, 50% less likely to say they hate the sound of their voice than people 18 to 24.
I really don't hate mine.
I do.
Do I really sound like that? Yeah. That is what.
That's all right. We hate the sound of your voice.
Thanks.
Now,
I remember that next time I have candy.
What's interesting is back in the days when I acted,
yeah,
I couldn't stand to watch myself acting.
It's weird.
Yeah, it is. It is strange. Do you ever feel uncomfortable, Annie, acting?
I got a Neanderthal jaw that I didn't know about.
Wow. Look at the chomper on her.
I'm sharing apple with that girl.
Yeah. But I got over it. And interestingly, when I was on Dallas and some other stuff like that,
yeah.
TV shows or movie stuff, I hated to see myself there. But when I went to TV, I didn't mind it. And in thinking about it, I think it's because I was acting. You know, and when I was on TV, I was myself.
Yeah.
Meantime, for old...
Wait. Huh? You were a weatherman, right?
Yeah.
I was
everything. I was a sportscaster. I was a meteorologist. And in my last incarnation, I was a news anchor.
Yeah. Well, right. The angle of the camera is a little more controlled.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. Those of us in a certain stage of our lives... 79-year-old Al Pacino.
He's 79.
Yep.
Wow.
Recently broke up with his 43-year-old girlfriend. Actually, I phrased that poorly.
Yeah.
She broke up with him.
Well.
Would you like to know why?
Oh, well, please do tell.
Please.
Her name is Meetal, M-E-I-T-A-L, Meetal Dohan. She's an actress from Israel. She says their 36-year age gap became too much for her. That it's hard to be with a man so old. Even Al Pacino. The age gap is difficult. Yes, I tried to deny it. But now he's already an elderly man, to be honest. So even with all my love, it didn't last. By the way, Al Pacino is also a cheapskate.
Is he?
Yeah. She says, and I quote, "He only bought me flowers. How can I politely say he didn't like to spend money?" Well, I think you just did.
Right?
He's a cheapskate. Hey, look what I got you. These plastic roses from 7-Eleven.
They won't die.
They're good forever.
That's right.
There you go. There's today's ATF, brought to you by an old guy. 14 before 6 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back. Right back, sonny.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Speaking of elderly gentlemen, and I don't include myself in this particular collection, because I'm the kid in the room. Here's the story from Axios. This is a left-wing website. Sanders and Bloomberg, both 78, battle over heart health. Mike Bloomberg and Bernie Sanders' presidential campaign sparring today over which 78-year-old is in better cardiac health. They go face-to-face for the first time on the debate stage tonight in Nevada. The state of play, Sanders' national press secretary, Brianna Joy Gray, told CNN that Bloomberg has suffered heart attacks in the past. Bloomberg senior advisor Tim O'Brien hit back on Twitter, calling the statement a Trumpy lie from the Sanders campaign, which rolls like Trump in many ways. They got to get Trump in there every time. Bloomberg released a letter from his doctor last year, which featured no mention of a heart attack, but did point out that he was short. No, wait a minute. Didn't say that. I just added that part myself. Featured no mention of a heart attack, but did note that he underwent coronary stent placement surgery in 2000. Bloomberg campaign manager Kevin Sheekey, S-H-E-E-K-E-Y, said in a statement that the surgery occurred after a positive stress test and has been public for years, since Bloomberg, who holds a pilot's license, had to inform the FAA when it occurred. Gray later walked back her statement about Bloomberg on Twitter, stating that she misspoke and that he underwent the same stent procedure as Bernie. The other side. Sanders suffered a heart attack last October that briefly sidelined him from the campaign trail. The Vermont senator released letters from his primary physician and two cardiologists late last year, stating he has the mental and physical stamina to fully undertake the rigors of the presidency. How does Bernie Sanders' primary physician and two cardiologists in wherever it is, New Hampshire, Vermont, wherever, how do they know what the rigors of the presidency entail? Sanders said this week he was unlikely to disclose any additional medical information, stating that he's already put forth quite as much as any other candidate has. So now they're down to dueling heart attacks between Bloomberg and creepy commie Bernie. Speaking of creepy commie Bernie, time for another edition of A Walk and Talk with Bernie. Here we go.
Hello again, it's Bernie. The XFL, I don't get it. We need a break after Super Bowl, not more football. It's too soon. You don't ask someone if they're hungry right after they just had Thanksgiving dinner. And if there's football year-round, do we not have an off-season? The off-season is when they get all their surgeries from all the injuries they sustained during the real season. They need a rest. And don't get me started on the team names. The Vipers and the Battle Hawks? I don't think so.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks, Bernie. Thanks for walking and talking with us this afternoon. This is going to be rich tonight. We'll see. Are they all going to gang up on Mini Mike? Will we be able to surreptitiously discern which of the candidates on the stage have already been, what's the phrase I'm looking at? Prepaid, I guess is the way. Well, we'll see how it works out. When we come back, a lot of discussion about, you know, what's going to happen in Nevada, what's going to happen on the debate tonight, what's going to happen when they get here on the 29th, and everybody goes to vote, including Republicans in Operation Chaos or Trump 2-29, whichever you're going to take part in. And is Bernie, a la 2016, going to get to the convention only to have the prize within his grasp and again have it denied? And as a result, are we going to see a contested convention? The last time the Democrats had a contested convention was 1952. And at the end of the struggle, they came up with Adlai Stevenson as their candidate, who got trounced by Ike. And the Democrats, slow learners that they are, ran Stevenson again against Ike in 56, when he also got soundly trounced. This and more. All is still to come in the bonus hour on the Bobby Mac Show.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.